Okay. Well, first, congratulations on the VocaFix bill. That's a major, major lift and something that you can really be proud of with this bill. Can you tell me, so that we'll tell our listeners, what does this fix? What was broken that needed to be fixed?
Sure. Well, I'm extremely happy, Ashley, to announce that last week the Senate signed in passed my VocaFix Act, and the President signed it into law. And this is really called the Victims of Crime Act. And it's a fix. It's really critical legislation that will ensure that victim services and their organizations can continue to provide the services that everything from innocent children and other victims of serious crimes need to heal and to rebuild their lives. The Victims of Crime Act, the grants were facing catastrophic cuts due to the Department of Justice's non-prosecution agreements and deferred prosecution agreements that they were entering into. My bill, which is now signed into law, there are thousands of Americans who will be able to access life-saving services. In Missouri, we were expecting up to a 25% cut to these Victims of Crime Act funds in this upcoming year. And now it is signed into law, and I am thrilled that after 4 years, I worked on this in the 116th Congress, tried to get a kind of an end-of-year spending bill fix on it. We regrouped, and it brought a lot of great champions together, both from that were part of our association and organizations and advocates from the National Children's Alliance and so many that came together with the House and the Senate to make sure that these survivor recovery funds were going to be replenished properly and not cut, especially in the wake, Ashley, of the pandemic, where we have frankly seen more women and children at an increased risk of abuse and domestic violence. So this is a win-win. It's just taken several years to finally get the fix in place.
Well, yes. And first I want to ask, because prosecution is deferred or goes in a different way instead of going to court, that means that penalties, money, restitution didn't always go to the fund?
That's correct. The Crime Victims Fund is funded by federal criminal monetary penalties. It's not done by taxpayers. But the Department of Justice had increasingly been seeking these called non-prosecution or deferred prosecution agreements instead of prosecuting the federal funds or federal crimes. And as a result, the money that otherwise would have gone to serve victims was being deposited into the general treasury. Now we have this fix in place so that those funds, those penalties, will actually find its way into the Crime Victims Fund and then more consequently go to serve the most vulnerable to help, you know, recover as our justice system prosecutes these criminals that were responsible for many different abuses that affected everything from sexual assault to trafficking, child abuse, domestic abuse, other traumatic crimes, I'll call them. So it's a big win. It sailed through the Senate. We were able to pass my legislation, the VocaFix Act, in March in the House, but it sailed through the Senate last week. And then, very surprisingly, the President decided to sign it into law last Thursday, and I was got to be there and witness that bill signing, and couldn't be more pleased, especially to stand with so many of our advocacy groups and centers that will now be receiving the resources that they need to continue providing these essential services.
Let's talk about those resources. Can you let people know specifically what examples of the help of the funds, but actually what this help looks like for victims of crime? And as you said, it could be children, it could be women, it could be men, but they're victims of violent crime.
Well, in 2019 alone, there were more than 371,000 children that received critical services from the children's advocacy centers as they healed from different categories of trauma and abuse. So these children advocacy centers really depend on VOCA funding to provide, frankly, comprehensive care to abused children while working with prosecutors and law enforcement to hold the offenders accountable. So if this crime victims fund became insolvent and it had not been fixed by the VOCA Act, there frankly would have been tens of thousands of children who would go without care. And as I said, during a pandemic, we have seen women and children at an increased risk of abuse and domestic violence. We were looking at upwards of a 25% cut to the VOCA funds in Missouri alone, and we were seeing this trend throughout the country. So this is a big lift, a big boost, and it took a group effort after the 116th Congress to regroup, do something in a bipartisan, bicameral way with our advocacy groups really leaning in to help and be of service and support and resource to us.
This goes as far as medical treatment, mental health treatment. What else does it do?
All of the above.
Right.
All of the above. All of the above. There are just whatever the critical services that the advocacy centers offered, and it was very very comprehensive care. Frankly, more so to abuse children than anything else. I can tell you that the National Children's Alliance was a very, very important and reliant upon these funds, and it really helped us to lean in to get this fix done in a bipartisan, bicameral way, and also then to use these grant monies that were based on the penalties of those criminals to help these young children heal from the trauma of abuse.
I was also looking at other things it fixes. It's not only steering the money in the right place, but there were some deadlines, maybe delays, some extra surcharges that were getting in the way as well.
Right. And those were all loopholes that had been put in place. And because of the way that the Department of Justice had changed, as I said, some of their prosecutorial agreements, we were not able to replenish that fund to the extent that it was needed to give the kind of comprehensive care that the families, the abused children and women needed so desperately. So we had prosecutors asking for this. We had advocacy groups asking for this fix. I wish we could have gotten it done several years sooner, but in the wake of the pandemic, we've seen the need grow and grow and grow, and that's why I'm just so pleased that we were able to get this Victims of Crime Act fix done within the first 6 months of this new Congress.
And you attribute this, it was clearly bicameral. The president signed it as quickly as the Senate had sent it over to him. It went very quickly. And it was also a bipartisan effort. I mean, is that rare these days in Washington?
it seems like it, doesn't it? But we do a lot of votes that go what are called on suspension votes that are very bipartisan, more than people would think. But this was a big lift. This was really just lifting the education and awareness that this fund had been absolutely depleted to the detriment of those who had really suffered under domestic and family violence, watching that increase during the lockdowns and the pandemic. The need was there, and we were able to come together. And I can say that the advocacy groups really helped bring education and awareness to the issue, too. Yes, it was wonderful to finally complete something and see it to fruition, signed into law, that was extremely bipartisan and bicameral, and the president acted the same week that the Senate passed it, 100-0.
Congratulations. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about this? I mean, clearly, the advocacy groups, when someone is injured, hurt, or is a victim, the advocacy groups find them and make sure they have what they need. And not everyone knows that those things are there, do they?
No, they do not. And there are so many centers and organizations. We have a full listing for anyone that's seeking any kind of of support services in this area, and a listing of those that receive the kind of funding that we're talking about. And again, none of this is taxpayer dollars. This is all criminal monetary penalties that now are finally finding their way into this crime victims fund in the proper way, as it should be. And I'm just so pleased that I could have led the effort and been a part of getting this done, because at the end of the day, it's about those victim services and doing whatever we can to help the victims of serious crimes heal and rebuild their lives.
Representative Ann Wagner, thank you for joining us on Show Me Today and on Missouri Net. We appreciate your taking the time and sharing the good news and the good work that you guys are doing. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ashley. Always a pleasure to be with you.